From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Arab language television network Al Jazeera aired portions of a newly released videotape today showing Osama bin Laden. The network offered no explanation of how it got the tape, but an Al Jazeera anchor said it was made about 2 weeks ago. The release of the tape comes at a time when both U.S. and Afghan officials say they don't know where bin Laden is. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
On the tape, bin Laden says he made the video to mark the 3-month anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. If, in fact, it was filmed around mid-December, that would have been at the height of the U.S. bombing campaign against al-Qaeda hideouts in eastern Afghanistan. In a portion of the tape aired on CNN, bin Laden is dressed in camouflage clothing with a Kalashnikov assault rifle at his side.
It has become crystal clear that the West in general and led by the United States are full of crusader hatred against Islam, hatred that cannot be defined.
The Pentagon says it's not sure what to make of the videotape. Bin Laden sits in front of a cloth backdrop, making it impossible to tell where it was filmed. And the uncertain date of the tape means bin Laden could have been killed since it was made. It's been many days since the U.S. has received reliable intelligence on bin Laden's whereabouts. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the al-Qaeda leader could be anywhere.
This is a man with enough wealth to charter a helicopter or aircraft or to disappear on a ship and at least buy silence for a while. And that means he could be a long way away by now and a lot further away after a few more days or weeks.
Cordesman says by eluding the world's most powerful nation, bin Laden continues to inspire hardcore followers. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution agrees that bin Laden may gain symbolic value from disappearing, but in practical terms, he says, the U.S. battle against the al-Qaeda leader is already a qualified success.
It's true that someone who's on the run and evades capture or death can become even more of a romantic figure for his followers. One can think back to Che Guevara and people like that. But nonetheless, I think that from an operational point of view, organizing this movement, bin Laden is always going to be a much weakened actor from this day forward.
Afghan military commanders say they've already searched most of the Tora Bora caves where the al-Qaeda made their last stand without finding bin Laden. Major Brad Lowell of U.S. Central Command says hundreds of Marines are still ready to join in that search should Tommy Franks, the general in charge of the war, give the order.
The Tora Bora complex there is very mountainous. There are many caves, many structures there to be looked into. The Marines are expeditionary by nature. If General Franks feels it's necessary for them to go, they will go.
A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition in Islamabad said searching the caves and interrogating captives may help to identify which al-Qaeda leaders have been killed and which ones are still at large. U.S. officials have said before that even if bin Laden is killed or captured, others are capable of running the terrorist network, which is believed to operate in some 60 countries. There's a report this week that Marines may join the search for al-Qaeda members in Yemen. Meanwhile, the U.S. still has unfinished business in Afghanistan. Interim leader Hamid Karzai said today, U.S. forces need to find the remaining terrorists, bring them out of their hideouts, and deliver them to justice. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.